Juneau's city-owned infrastructure and schools need hundreds of millions of dollars worth of maintenance and repairs in the next decade. But how to pay for them is the big question. On Wednesday, the Juneau Assembly moved forward with a plan that would ask voters in this fall's municipal election about whether to issue $10 million worth of bond debt to pay for repairs and upgrades to schools in the district. This is Superintendent Frank Hauser speaking about the need at a meeting last month.
The impact that facilities, well-functioning facilities, not only having roofs that are not leaking, but also HVAC systems that are consistent and sustained at a comfortable level, the importance that is for the learning environment of our students.
The repairs would include partially re-roofing Juneau Douglas High School, Yadaakathle, and Sit-Iti Shuknak Glacier Valley Elementary School, upgrading heating and ventilation systems, and adding new security and safety measures district-wide. The decision last night wasn't final. The Assembly still needs to take public comment before deciding whether it will go to voters. During that same meeting, the Assembly also shot down a different bond package that would have asked voters to fund repairs to the city's water and sewer systems, as much of its infrastructure reaches the end of its lifespan. Assemblymember Maureen Hall said she worries that putting two bond questions on the ballot would overwhelm voters. It also comes after last fall's election, when Juneau voters approved a different $10 million wastewater bond to replace infrastructure at the Juneau Douglas Wastewater Treatment Plant.
I think there's going to be an awful lot on the ballot this fall, and so I am a little hesitant to charge forward.
Instead, members voted to move forward with a plan that would increase residential water and sewer rates by 5% annually over the next 5 years, and pair it with a bond package or other payment option later down the line. City Manager Katie Kester says she believes the proposed 5% increases are the, quote, least painful option for residents that still addresses the need to pay for repairs.
I worked with the utility, and we really sharpened our pencils and scoured budgets to try to come to you with the recommendation that we feel like has the lowest impact on our ratepayers and the lowest, current year pain on our budget.
But the proposed increases would only begin to offset hundreds of millions of dollars in maintenance and replacement needs. In December, Juneau's Water Utilities Division originally proposed increasing residents' rates by more than 60% over the next 5 years to address those urgent repairs. Assemblymember Alicia Hughes-Scandies says she thinks the 5% increases are too low given the significance of the problem.
I don't want us to be a body that kicks problems forward to future assemblies and only continues to put us in a worse situation financially at a time where our equipment is super old.
But Assemblymember Ella Atkinson says the proposed increases won't go unnoticed.
When we talk about affordability in Juneau, utilities rates are one of the biggest factors in affordability because it affects everyone, including some of our lowest income families, and it can really hit them hard.
The Assembly will still need to take public comment at a future meeting before passing any rate hikes. If approved, those would go into effect in July. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.